Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin in New York. In an address to the nation from the Oval Office, President Biden said the stakes could not have been higher.
Saying the default next week would have led to a catastrophe, the president called the debt ceiling compromise critical.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed.
He specifically praised House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for being an honest broker.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
The bill the president will sign suspends the debt ceiling through early 2025 and caps non-defense spending for the next 2 years. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
More than 280 people are dead in a train derailment involving two passenger trains in India. The BBC's Charles Haviland with details.
Dozens of rescue workers are cutting through debris to try to save passengers trapped in mangled carriages. Television footage shows smashed train compartments torn open and scores of passengers lying by the tracks, about halfway between the Odisha state capital, Bhubaneswar, and Kolkata.
A nurse at a border control facility in Texas denied pleas for help by 8-year-old Anadith Reyes' mom until it was too late, CBS's Omar Villafranca reports.
Reyes suffered from sickle cell and heart issues, which were reported to immigration officials. On the day she died, her mother returned to the nurse carrying her daughter, who was unresponsive. She was taken to a nearby hospital where she was pronounced dead.
WSB's Edgar Tragus tells us why a gun store owner is closing up shop.
He owns Georgia Ballistics.
This is my first gun store and my last.
After a couple years in business, John Waldman says the doors are closed. The reasons?
My son kept asking about why he has to go through school shooting trainings.
And seeing mass shooting tragedies in Nashville and elsewhere, the merchandise in Waldman's store, higher grade and tactical.
I don't ever want to sell something that's used like that.
His decision to close, getting praise and criticism.
At the end of the day, you care about all kids. So the decision is really just easy, even if the outcome is hard.
Edgar Tragitz for CBS News, Atlanta.
No more racing at Churchill Downs this season after the deaths of 12 horses in a month. Reporter Kent Taylor.
This is a major development. Our understanding that after Sunday's racing here at Churchill Downs, the track will be shut down, at least for racing. It sounds like the horses will stay here for the morning training. So this kind of speaks to the fact that they really don't have any answers as to what has gone wrong here.
Two dead humpback whales were spotted floating in the waters off New York this week. Tests are being performed to determine what killed them. One was spotted off Long Island, the other Staten Island. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 ELK scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Clear skies overnight with lows around 61. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 92. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lows dip down to about 62. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Sunday and Monday, 86. Sunday, 82. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Only is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
And so it goes. And so it goes. And so it goes. And so it goes.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How would you feel if your bills were based off your income? 844-967-2789. How would you feel if it was, you know, instead of by use, or a flat fee. So your phone costs X amount, your data plan costs X amount, or your power bills. And right now, and just the way that we've always done it, it's based on use, or this is just how much it costs, no matter how much you make. But what if that was different? What if there was a flat fee, and on top of how much you use, there was just a flat fee that was based on how much you made. So if you were poor, you would pay less. And if you were richer, you would pay more. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And I ask because this is looking like it's going to happen in California when it comes to power bills.
Wow.
And it just has me thinking about the ideas of regressive and progressive and how much of a cost burden different necessary, especially necessary things. And I would argue that power is necessary. How big of a cost burden it is on to whom. And so basically in California right now, you know, what I think when we think about specifically with power and energy, when you pay for electricity or water or gas, it depends on how much you use, right? Like, yeah, there's a nominal fee for having access to it, but for the most part, it's always just based on how much you use. And so if you know, take long showers, if you leave the lights on, like I do too often.
And you do.
I do. Shocking. Do. I think anyone who knows me would be very surprised to know that I am someone who leaves the lights on instead of turning them off when I leave any given room. You know, I'm just going to come back.
Eventually. Might be next week. Thing,
what I should put in across my house is the sensors.
That's a great idea.
And so they turn off when I don't inevitably do not go back into that room. But California is about to challenge that basic logic and attempt to curb rising rates and help electrify the state's approximately 14 million homes. So a new state law will require its three investor-owned utilities to charge customers fees for the electricity based not only on how much electricity they use. So that's still one of the factors.
Okay.
But also on how much money they make. Because electricity is getting so expensive, because basically these three different, it's like PG&E, Southern Edison, and I forgot what the last one is. But it's getting drier, it's getting hotter. They need to start replacing their infrastructure so that their wires don't cause fires. And so instead of only just making the rates higher, there is this proposed plan that basically would split utility costs into two buckets. There's a fixed charge, which everyone has to pay just to be connected to the grid.
Okay.
And then variable charges, which depend on how much electricity you use. And so the proponents say that the creation of a fixed charge would cover things like wildfire preparedness and grid updates, and would also lower electricity costs based on usage. And so in theory, it would make it easier to convince Californians to electrify. But like, obviously, this doesn't necessarily seem fair. But also, so if there's all these different buckets to, if you make $23,000 or less, you potentially are going to save money. If I think they're predicting that if you make $180,000 or more, your annual bill, energy bill, will be $500 more.
Wow.
In this plan. But it's also like, is it fair the other way of a flat tax? Because like the flat, or not a flat tax, a flat fixed cost, because if it's a $300 fixed cost, no matter what, it's still, it's more of a cost burden to lower income people. And so it's kind of a conundrum. And so I was just, I'm interested to hear from you, 844-967-2789. How would you feel, you know, thinking about what your income is, what your income level is? Are you middle class? Are you lower? Are you higher? Are there any bills that you think it's fair to base off of your income? 844-96-PARTY. What do you think, Jane?
Okay, I can foresee several sticking points.
Okay.
First of all, we can't get the wealthiest Americans to pay their fair share in taxes. So how this is going to work, you know, this is going to take some convincing, I would think.
Well, I think it's a law.
Oh, wow. It's happening. My other question is, who is going to conduct this oversight to put them in these buckets? Because can't you just lie about how much you make?
And that's what I don't know. It's like, are they going to be cross-referencing tax information?
Because again, that just screams, this needs oversight to me.
And yes. And so that's less, I found this article, this is from Washington Post this morning, that says, if you live in California, your power bill will soon depend on your income. A new California law is sparking backlash, not shockingly, with uncertain benefits for clean energy. Because the other part of this that is interesting, and I kind of still want to stick, without getting too much into the details of this specific law and trying to talk about how we pay for things instead, and like who pays for what. But it is also interesting because there's people who are worried that this will deter people from doing things that are more energy efficient through electricity. So it's like you're like electric heat and air conditioning versus gas, electric heat, right? And so stuff like that. And like getting people, you need to charge your car. So if you're driving an electric vehicle, you need to charge your car. So if like this is getting pushed onto electrical bills, there's worry that this is going to curb energy efficiency as people are adopting these things.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should your bills, like electric bills, water bills, be based upon your income? Steven from Green Bay is joining us. Hey, Steven, what do you think?
Good morning, ladies. So I actually have two trains of thought on this topic. So when you first started talking about this, I was like, wait a minute. California is already one of the most expensive states to live in. and now you want to tack on extra charges for electricity, which is a necessity. And then I thought of all the people that are famous, whether it's music, movies, that live in Hollywood, California, or around that area. And I'm starting to think that that is the group of people that they are targeting with this. You know, people that have mansions that they're lighting up on a daily basis, that have, you know, obviously the extra money to give to things like electricity. Now, in the state of Wisconsin, I don't think that would work, mostly because a large part of the state is just struggling to put food on their table. I think you would have a big issue if you told people, well, if you make X amount of dollars, that you're a business owner and you have to pay extra because you make, you know, you did good for yourself.
Simply by making more.
I don't think that would work. Yeah.
Yeah. And thanks for the call, Stephen. And I don't think it would work either. Like, there is something in me, and I am for progressive taxes. And like you said, Jane, having the wealthy pay their fair share, but it also is hard when it comes to consumption to totally sell this. And I get it. I get that, like, a larger fixed rate. Because I also, in this specific case, I get that there is a need to increase prices because they need to start actually fixing things to be for safety, right? Not to have fires, because this is the cost of climate change, right?
Yes.
Like, this is
one
this
of
is
them.
Like, similar to cost of climate change, Phoenix, one of the, you know, the fastest growing cities, they've stopped doing development. As of this morning, they've stopped making any new, like, housing developments in the Phoenix area because of the
because of water.
Water.
That's terrifying.
And so some of this is like, who's going to end up paying for the cost of climate change, and who does it get shifted over to, and the infrastructure changes that need to happen for these different electricity companies, like, how do they structure this fairly? And the opposing positions are, is it fair to have a flat fee that is ultimately regressive and more of a tax burden on lower income people, or to stagger it and have it be buckets based on your income level of what your flat fee is? And it's a hard sell. Like philosophically, I think I get it, but it's a hard sell. 844-967-2789. What do you think about this? Do you feel like you could get on board with the justification of something like this in Wisconsin? 844-96-PARTY.
Do we have enough millionaires? I mean, I know we have some, but do we
it's
really?
Not millionaires. We're talking about people who make over $180,000.
Yeah. To me, that sounds like an enormous amount of money, but
it's far from being a millionaire,
yes,
I would say.
It is. That's true, but that still seems like a lot of money. I just don't see this flying. And I would think, as California is having other problems with people leaving the state because of how expensive it is.
Oh, and because this is the second time this week we've talked about California, because we were talking about the fact that insurance, State Farm's not insuring homes anymore.
Yeah.
So we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Should your bills be based on your income? 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
We'll have to wait and see. I'll call you back later.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 59 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, high of 88. Lows around 59. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
We're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And taking names in the process. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we were talking about this new law in California that is attempting to fix their conundrum about the fact that it's getting hotter, it's getting drier, and their outdated electrical infrastructure needs to be updated. But how do you do that in an equitable or equal or fair way without just making electricity exorbitantly expensive for everyone? And what they came up with is basically to split utility costs into two buckets. So there's a fixed charge, which everyone has to pay, and then a variable charge, which depends on how much electricity you use. But the fixed charge, they are going to have it be in buckets based on your income levels of how much you, what your personal fixed income cost is. And it just seems like a hard sell to people. Even if philosophically, when we talk about cost burden, it makes sense as far as how much of your, you know, income is going to XYZ thing. And it's obviously a much smaller percentage of your income if you're making a lot more to pay for electricity than if you're making a lot less. And it got me thinking, so when I was in college, I was fortunate enough to have a class called Wealth and Poverty with Robert Reich, who was the labor, the Secretary of Labor under Clinton. He's brilliant.
I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah. And so, and we all had to write, one of the assignments was we had to write a paper on, defending one side or the other. So the situation was, should speeding tickets be based on income? And the argument being, if it's just a flat rate for a speeding ticket, someone who's super wealthy, that speeding ticket isn't actually a deterrent from continuing to speed, right? Because it's not, it's a drop in the bucket for how much they make.
Sure.
And so the effectiveness of the deterrent of a speeding ticket doesn't really work for that person. And so you had to take a side on, do you think it is fair or not fair? And it kind of, like, this scenario kind of reminded me of that, of like, and we talk about this even with big companies, right? That when the train derailment happened in Ohio, Norfolk Southern, and how much some of these big companies just kind of bake that into their costs, of like, we'll just pay the fines.
Right.
It's cheaper for us to pay the fines than avoid breaking these regulations. And so it's like, do the fines need to be higher? And so it's kind of the same thing. It's like, how do you, when there's such a income disparity, both between individuals, but also how rich companies are, does it become a percentage of what you make to make it fair versus everyone pays the same thing? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
We have a couple of texts. Lynn from Oconomowoc says, good morning. How would multiple homes work? What about commercial charges?
That's a good question. I mean, I would imagine if multiple homes, it's probably a charge per home that you own. I have no idea. That's a great question.
And Kristen from Iguanago, those citizens who are making between $100,000 and $200,000 a year are probably working really hard and are good at what they do and have earned their money. I'm not opposed to helping people, but they're not going to want to support everyone.
Totally. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, there is, depending on where you live, like, it was funny when you said that, Jane, like, depending on where you live, $180,000 is like not that much in California or New York.
Right.
Or,
no, I understand.
In Wisconsin, I would say it's still a fair amount of money. But in Chicago, I don't think it's necessarily like once you pay in. I have friends who are both like corporate lawyers who live in Hyde Park and they have two kids and both kids like between right now, the nanny and then the daycare and everything like. She talked to me once because she wants to move to the suburbs because she's like, we make too much money to feel this strapped.
Really?
Yeah. If, like, just when you add up everything, like, stuff costs money. And so, like, it doesn't sometimes, and depending on where you live, it doesn't go as far.
I still wish I had a left brain. and I could have done something like that where I could find out what a struggle it is to make $180,000 to $200,000 a year. But that's not in my plan. Whatever.
It's not your plan.
I do think it's kind of like penalizing people for being financially successful.
But then you're ideologically okay with progressive taxes.
I am.
So how do you see the difference?
Did I mention I have no left brain? I don't know. This just feels different. It feels really different.
And is it because this is just how we've always done it?
There's probably, you know what I mean? Some of
and
that.
Like, as I was reading it and I was challenging myself even to like, all right, like, how is this different from our tax system? And it got me thinking about the question, the philosophical question we had to answer in college. And like, so part of me gets it, but it's also like, this is a really hard sell to people. And I think it's probably, I don't know, like, it's just, it, I can imagine. And truthfully, there's thing after thing after thing, I feel like that's happening in California that wealthier people are just going to start leaving the state entirely. Cause this was on top of the fact that in LA earlier this year,
that's right,
a huge jump in selling multi-million dollar homes.
It's your mansion tax.
Your mansion tax. And so I don't know. I think watching migration and how people between climate change, between these tax policies and even now energy policies, it's just interesting to see how. This is why I find public policy fascinating, because you try to be equitable, you try to be fair, you try to solve problems, but ultimately someone's not going to be happy. So, all right, when we come back, the good, the bad, and the cuckoo.
Oh boy, it's a
of
doozy.
Some headlines from this week. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Clear skies overnight with lows around 61. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 92. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lows dip down to about 62. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Sunday and Monday, 86. Sunday, 82. Monday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Green and Gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And this is our last three-hour show.
Yes. Change coming Monday.
Change is coming Monday. So as of Monday, if you'd be turning in right now, you would only be hearing the last half hour of our show because we are moving to 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So there's a new lineup starting on Monday across the Civic Media Network starting at 6 a.m. It's a little different with each market, but generally I'm going to run down what the schedule is going to look like for a lot of the stations. But from 6 to 8, it's going to be Up North News still with Pat Kreitlow. And then 8 to 10 is going to be Earl Ingram. And then us, 10 to 12. And then at noon, we're going to start doing a noon news hour anchored by our very own Terry Bell, who is our news director. And then Town Call, which is going to be with William Walter and Luke Mathers, which is going to be a show where it's the news of the day, But it's a call-in show. So it's really asking for your opinion on the news in your community, in your city, across the state. And so it's a very participatory show. And so definitely wanting to get our best callers and people who have a lot to say and people who have opinions, as we say, to be an active part of that noon show. And then at 1 to 3 is going to be Todd Alba. And then from 3 to 4, it's Matt Flynn. 4 to 6 is the Devil's Advocates. And at 6 p.m., our friend Maggie Dawn is coming back to the radio.
Yay!
6 to 7, but only Monday through Thursday with a repeat on Friday. And so then there's some local shows that are going to be happening for different networks. Chad Holmes will still be on WXCO. Morning Magazine is still going to be up there for WFHR. So certainly check out the website, check out the app. But lots of changes happening next week, and we're very excited about it.
We are excited. So join us Monday at 10.
Monday at 10, and that also will finally be in Madison, but only from 11 to 12. So we will also be on WMDX. I need to memorize all of the call signs. Because we're also, I think, as of Monday, going to be in Racine and Kenosha.
Yep, WRJN.
And then are we also going to be in Eau Claire and La Crosse on Monday as well?
I don't know about Monday, but that is
those
coming.
Two. Yeah. That is also coming. So
we are a growing
adding more
network.
Stations, growing network. And now we just need to get into all these communities and do a show from each station. That's
on our list.
On our list to do before this baby comes.
Because once she comes, that's not going to happen.
I feel like it's not going to happen at first. I feel like it could happen by next summer.
You're going to bring her along?
Yeah. Mike will watch her.
Can she ride in a separate vehicle?
You're not going to like her by the time she's one. You only like her when she's like in those first 3 months.
I'll probably like her until she's about 3.
Okay.
I'm great with babies, Kristen. I'm your baby go-to. I got a baby sway.
3-year-olds.
A baby sway that rarely fails.
How old do they need to be once they become palatable again?
20.
God.
This is why I never had children, Kristen.
You're ageist. Anyone ever told you that you're ageist, Jane?
I would have kept them till 3 and then sent them away to boarding school. Come back when you're reasonable. Not all of us are meant to be parents.
No, that's true. But but you're not even a parent. You're saying you just don't even want her to be in the same car as
I'm
you.
I'm just kidding you.
All right. So we're going to go through some good, bad, and cuckoo of headlines this week. So the good, two different headlines for you. The first being the Senate passes debt ceiling deal ahead of the June 5th deadline on a 63-36 vote. And now the bill will head to President Joe Biden's desk, who will obviously sign it since this is his bill. And it was 46 Democrats and 17 Republicans who voted for it. And the bill, I read this morning, the bill will reduce the budget deficits by $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years, according to a report from the Congressional Budget Office. So, you know, no one got everything that they wanted. It's a compromise. It was a negotiation. It cuts the deficit some. It kept a lot of things in place. I think this is good news.
I also saw something this morning that said the Congressional Budget Office estimates that the money they removed for more IRS agents is going to be, we're missing out on $40 billion in taxes that wealthy cheats are getting away with. And again, we had State Senator Calderoids on earlier this week. When did we become so affectionate towards people who cheat on their taxes? I don't understand.
I mean, did it happen with Trump to a certain extent? Because, like, you know, Trump refusing to give his tax returns for so long and him just saying it made him he basically argued that it made him a good businessman if he could cheat the tax code. And everyone kind of, like, at least the people who are, you know, in MAGA world applauded him for it.
I mean, is that a sign of being a good businessman? I thought it was just a sign of being a cheat.
I would agree with you.
So, again, I'm glad the deal is done. It needed to get done. Unfortunately, we shouldn't have to go through this every couple of years.
I totally agree.
It's ridiculous. It's just really pretty ridiculous. But it is the way it is.
It is the way it is. All right. Another piece of good news. Kohl's is making a donation to bolster mental health care across Wisconsin.
Wonderful.
So they are, yeah, they are donating $3 million to help Children's Wisconsin open 3 new mental health walk-in clinics across the state that are going to be modeled off of the success of the Craig Ibuki mental health walk-in clinic that we interviewed. We talked to them. As far as it's basically the way that works is it means anyone aged 5 to 18 who's experiencing a mental health emergency can just walk into the clinic. And so it keeps people from having to necessarily go to the emergency room, but they can go in, they can talk to someone immediately. And so after the success of the walk-in clinic, now there is efforts to get 3 more of those clinics opened and functioning across the state, because obviously this is not just a Southeast Wisconsin thing.
Sure.
And Kohl's is chipping in $3 million to do it.
That's fantastic. We've talked a lot about how it's difficult for people who live in more rural areas to get any health care at all, and certainly mental health care for our young people. We keep talking about how important it is. So it's nice to see some action being taken on that. That's a wonderful thing for Kohl's to do.
I thought so too. All right, the bad. I think this is bad. Some other people might think it's good, but the Supreme Court has ruled that companies can sue striking workers for, quote, sabotage and construction, but, you know, potentially leading companies to, you know, miss the point entirely of striking. So this has to do with the case of the Teamsters that walked off a construction site and left wet concrete in the trucks.
Oh, okay. And it ruined the trucks.
It ruined the trucks. And so, because they were striking. And so, but the court this week ruled that they sided with the company that sued its union for property damage because it went on strike. And so that now sets a precedent that if a union strikes, it has to ensure the company won't lose any money. Which is kind of the point of a strike.
Well, I don't like the idea of them doing intentional damage. I mean, even isn't them just walking off the job and leaving the job incomplete, causing the company financial harm? I thought that was the point of a strike.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's to point out, like, you need us. Like, by us all striking together, we are stronger together than any one person walking off of a job. And so if you don't have us here to do the work, that causes harm to the company.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like the idea of them doing intentional damage right before they leave. I think that's bad.
So you think it was the right call with the Supreme Court?
Yes.
But if it sets the precedent that you can't, if you cost the company money, you can be sued. How can you ever strike?
But that's only if you're causing damage. I'm assuming. I mean, isn't it defined?
I don't know.
Really? Is it just that you can't cause the company any financial harm? Well, then
that's basically it's like it's loosened the precedent that's been there since 1950.
Wow.
As far as what the law is, as far as what protections people who are like the unions that are striking have.
I guess I would have hoped that there was more specific language that said you cannot intentionally leave wet concrete in a truck so it hardens and then they have to destroy the truck.
I don't think that's how the
Supreme Court works.
No, Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote for the majority and said the union failed to take reasonable precautions to protect the company's concrete when the drivers went on strike. Barrett wrote that the drivers for Washington State-based Glacier Northwest quit work suddenly, putting the company's property in foreseeable and imminent danger. So maybe, but it seems murky as far as this could mean. But the court's conservative majority overturned a decades-old pro-union decision involving fees paid by government workers. More recently, the justices rejected a California regulation giving unions access to farm property so they could organize workers. So I don't necessarily think this is a good thing. I think this is kind of a slippery slope, especially in a time as when we were talking yesterday to Laura Dresser, where there's more unions. The attitude is of the general public is more pro-union, but that certain entities are making it harder to do that. Yeah. I don't necessarily think it's a good thing. But, and then finally, to end on the cuckoo.
This is so great.
So Candace Taylor, a recently elected GOP district chair in Georgia, who'd also tried to run for governor.
Yeah, and got crushed.
And primaried Brian Kemp, and she only got like 3% of the vote. But she would like to know why Big Globe won't stop shoving round earth propaganda down our throats. So she was in an interview with a guy named David Weiss, who I guess goes by Flat Earth Dave, and Matt Long on her Jesus Guns and Babies podcast.
It's
no
called
irony.
It's called Jesus Guns and Babies.
That's her podcast.
Ah,
Taylor and her guests discussed biblical evidence that the earth is actually flat as a pancake. And so there's two different videos. Do we have time to play both?
We got
to
do it right now.
All right, start.
One is real. One is a parody.
One is fake.
Take a listen.
See if you can tell which is the difference.
Is it or not? I don't know 100%, but it's just, it doesn't make sense the other way. Now that you see it.
The people that defend the globe don't know anything about the globe, because if they knew a tenth of what Matt and I know about the globe, they would be flat earthers, because it's absolutely ridiculous.
I can't unsee this. All the globes everywhere. I turn on TV, there's globes in the background. There's globes on there right here. Like, this would be a globe if I was a normal person. Like, everywhere there's globes. You see them all the time. I mean, it's constant. My children will be like, Mama, globe, 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 globe. They're everywhere. And that's what they do to brainwash. And so for me, if it is not a conspiracy, if it is, you know, real, why are you pushing so hard? Everywhere I go, every store, you buy a globe. There's globes everywhere, every movie, every TV show, news media. Why? More and more, I'm like, it doesn't make sense.
Big globe people. All right. So that's option number one. We have option number two. Which one's satire? Which one was real?
I'm not a scientist, because that is a made-up job, but I know that the Earth is flat, okay? Because if the Earth was round, why would maps be flat? They can never answer that, okay? And people want to be like, well, oh, if the Earth is flat, then what about night and day? I don't know. Let me think about it. Maybe because the Earth is double-sided, and God flips us over when it's time for us to go to bed, and flips us back over when it's time for us to wake up, like I do with my husband. Like, use your brain. Use your head for a minute. If the Earth was round like a globe, everything would be falling off of it. All the oceans would be dripping down it like ice cream, okay? Unless the Earth is a DQ blizzard where nothing falls out. But even then, sometimes things do fall out, and they do have to give you your money back. So that doesn't really make sense to me. They're trying so hard to make us think the Earth is a globe. I see globes on TV, globes at my children's school. I saw a globe at Hobby Lobby, a place of worship. Hobby Lobby, there is a globe there.
We gotta go.
We gotta go break. We'll tell you which one was which when we come back. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're
fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with daytime highs approaching 88. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 80. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy skies Monday, with daytime highs approaching 82. 71 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
From our little corner of the world where the pack, the crew, and the Bucks all rule.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
It's Derek Hite.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And we, in the last segment, ended on two videos. One was real. One was a parody of newly elected GOP district chair in Georgia, Candace Taylor. Candace spelled like Katniss, too. I also, when I was first looking up her name, I was spelling it C-A-N-D-A-C-E. Uh-huh. It's K-A-N-D-I-S-S.
And what is the name of her podcast?
Jesus, Guns, and Babies.
Oh, right.
And so she, on her podcast, went on a diatribe about globes and the big globe.
Big globe
won't stop shoving round earth propaganda down everyone's throats. And so there was two videos, and I have to actually admit that the one that was the parody, because these two women actually look alike.
They do.
But Jane was the one who was like, I know that comedian. That is Blair Erskine, who's a writer for The Jimmy Kimmel Show.
She's really funny.
And that was, because I was watching the first one, I was like, this is, what? Because I was like, this is also really funny. So do we have text? Did anyone guess?
Yes, we have Kristen from Iguanago guessed correctly that number one was real. The first one we played was real. Absolutely. Text from the 541 says, how mad must this woman be about air? It's everywhere. Big air is coming for us.
Big
next,
air.
You guys. Look out. And John, okay. John from the Falls says, sadly, I think both of these are actually true. And he's not far off. I mean, she was talking with two other people who genuinely believe that the earth is flat, and people who make globes have an agenda for people to believe the earth is round. This is where we are. And she just got elected.
That's the thing to me. It's not just like, oh, I'm doing my own thing. I got my podcast. Everyone's, barrier to entry is low. It's like, no, this woman got elected to a position and people were like, yep, we want her to represent us.
She's the one with the Jesus, Guns, and Babies podcast.
Yeah. Well, so, but it was funny because the Blair Erskine posted that on her Instagram and Candace found it and commented on the video and in true Southern fashion said, bless your heart.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? Well, I will tell you one thing. Now that I am in charge of decorating here at the WAUK property, I'm going out after the show and I'm buying a globe.
There you go. We have a globe in our garage right now.
See,
we're trying to find a place to put in the house.
Bring it out.
All right. Well, we are going to do our weekly headline quiz. Nevada briefly reached $1 trillion market capitalization this week. Which of these companies has also reached that mark? Berkshire Hathaway, ExxonMobil, Meta, JP Morgan.
I'll go with ExxonMobil.
All right. Number two.
I have no idea.
I have no idea on that one either, actually. Elizabeth Holmes began serving her prison time in Texas this week. How long is her sentence? 2 years, 5 years, 9 years, 11 years.
I'm going to try and deliver it in her voice.
Okay.
11 years.
Not bad. Nah. Not bad. You do have a deep... She, like, hers is, like... You have a deep voice, but hers is, like, purposefully... It's like down here.
Sunk.
Like right there.
Sunk.
Like here. Okay, I'm Elizabeth Holmes. fill in the blank. State Farm has stopped selling new insurance policies for A, cars with self-driving features, B, homes in California, C, base jumpers, D, independent pharmacies.
Homes in California.
All right, number four. Which famous body of water turned fluorescent green this week due to wastewater testing? A, the Dead Sea, B, Loch Ness, C, Chicago River, D, Venice's Grand Canal.
Sam, once more.
Dead Sea, Loch Ness, Chicago River, Venice Grand Canal.
I'll go with the Dead Sea.
All right. Last question. Who is the highest paid mascot in the NBA? Benny the Bull, Chicago Bulls, Rocky the Mountain Lion, Denver Nuggets, Grizz from the Memphis Grizzlies, or Stuff the Magic Dragon, Orlando Magic?
What was the second one?
Rocky the Mountain Lion, Denver Nuggets.
I'll go with the Nuggets.
All right. 3 out of 5.
Rats. Not a good week.
Meta.
Oh,
Meta has
really?
Reached a $1 trillion market cap, though it is below that mark now.
Oh, wow.
I also don't know if I pronounced that right. Is it Nvidia? Nvidia?
Sure.
Sure.
Yes.
Someone's going to correct me. Elizabeth Holmes has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. State Farm has stopped selling new home insurance policies in California. Venice's Grand Canal turned green.
Oh, it was in Venice.
It was in Venice.
Not good.
And yes, Rocky is the highest paid mascot in the NBA, reportedly making $650,000 a year. And you thought 180 was a lot.
I know. Of course, I'm not nearly as athletic as those. Those mascots are nuts.
They are nuts. And I totally agree as far as the... someone did just correct me. It's Nvidia. Will, thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Will.
You for telling me. They are nuts. And like, even when I see Bango, like, it's like those flips and stuff, but it's like $650,000. Really? That's a lot of money.
You got to carry a lot of medical insurance when you have that job.
And that's actually an interesting question that you say that. It's like, I wonder how, what the injury rate is for some of these guys. There was a Hulu, I think there was a Hulu documentary that followed different mascots around.
Oh, really?
So maybe that would shed some insight on if they're, it's actually worth the money that they get paid. Because as Paul Noonan said yesterday, he's like, cheerleaders don't make that kind of money.
Yeah.
And the dancers and stuff. Like, well, it's like, you should be happy we're letting you do this.
Well, and how long is the career of a mascot? You would think, just like a player, at some point you're not going to be able to do all that stuff.
Yeah. But still, that just...
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Especially, you know, you think about it because they don't travel. So if there's what? There's 82 games in an NBA season, half are at home. So you work, you know, there's 40 game days. I'm sure you're practicing and rehearsing more than that, but like, good gig if you can get it.
No doubt.
Oh, here we go. Mike. Mike on the YouTube said it was called Behind the Mask and they followed a guy who played Bango for the season.
Excellent.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike. We'll check
All
that
right.
out.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Representative Deb Andraca will be here to talk about National Gun Violence Awareness Day, which is today. All right. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.